Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Say goodbye to diluted creams and serums that are often made up of 70% water and 15% preservatives, leaving minimal space for the ingredients your skin craves. The scientists behind Fiber Skincare have spent 15 years perfecting nanofibers, which are 500 times smaller than human hair. And just 1 year ago, they patented a way of wrapping these nanofibers around oil or liquid-based ingredients. The result was a formula that delivers five times more active ingredients compared to creams or serums with no need for fillers like water preservatives or emulsifiers. The first formulation made with this technology is a plant-based anti-wrinkle set of patches that you use over 7 days, applying them just like your favorite serums. Your skin will feel tighter in 10 seconds, and over 7 days, the program is clinically proven to reduce wrinkles by 19.4%. In fact, they have a tighter skin guarantee where if your skin isn't tighter in 7 days, they will give you your money back, no questions asked. Go to fiberskincare.com and use code unfiltered for 15% off.
So I totally believe that like life is long and that like you can have so many different careers and so many different interests. I feel like I'd probably be the type of person that I would bounce around. Like I probably wouldn't commit to one thing.
Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot.
Natalie, what do I do?
I hope it's giddy giddy.
What was that, a solicitation? But they said it wasn't?
I was a winner. I'm a credit card award winner.
Yeah. If they tell you that this is not a solicitation, it's always a solicitation. All right. Here comes your first question.
If I could fly, I'd run away.
If you ladies weren't famous.
Okay. Hold on. Okay. She's very quiet. Let me see if I can turn this up.
If you ladies weren't famous, what would your career choices be?
First of all,
I love that I'm famous, and I love that, you know, fame brings you nothing, just so you know.
Well, hold on.
If we are famous.
We need to get our shit together. Okay, wait, hold on. We're famous?
If sports weren't famous,
thank you. I guess thank you for that.
Okay, so what would we be doing? Okay, well, Kat is a social worker, so that's ground, that's
but,
done.
I stopped, you know, when I was a social worker. I actually have guilt around it. When I was a social worker and I didn't have kids, okay. When I was a social worker and I didn't have kids, I had a very different perspective than when I had a child. And the reason for that being is I used to work with children who did some pretty bad things in the school system and then were brought into jail. And then I would help them find a plan and get them back into school. That being said, when you have a child, you know, and you realize that, you know, you're putting a child who has sexually assaulted someone back into another school, and because of their rights and the young offenders, like the minor, they're a minor, you can't actually tell the school why they have left the other school. Mm-hmm. So it's a total secret, or not secret, it is unknown information
their
about
privacy.
Yeah, their privacy about why this child is coming into your school. Mm-hmm. So when I became a mom, the advocating I had was different because now I had a child, and it was really hard to, I heard crimes all day long. I would have to hear crimes all day long. And as a new mom, that was like kind of like, that was hard to hear that how shitty our world was when, and I would hear like adults and children mostly because I'd have to wait for the children and they would go to the adults jail. And then I'd wait for the juveniles to come. And I was like, when I was not a mom, I could advocate so hard and I could see the oppression and I could see, you know, what the system has done to them and I could see why they might be in that position. And I could see it with such a different lens. And then when I became a mom, I was like, oh my God, now I have a child in this world who could be impacted by all of these people who are hurting these other people. And whether it's a system that has created this or whether, you know, not most children aren't just terrible people. They've been raised to, they lash out, they hurt, they don't know because they've been lashed out and hurt on. So I just, you know, I took a step back to, because in the place that I was at, I found it overwhelming. I didn't have the capacity to be a mom and to take care of other people's children with the empathy and the energy that I had before I was a mom. And I think you just, I would love to get back into some capacity of it, and I miss it, but it definitely, it was hard. Like, so I don't know where, if I'd be a social worker in the same capacity that I was.
Is there anything else you'd like to do?
I'm sure. I mean, had I known what I know now, and had I not had the opportunity, maybe I would just be a stay-at-home mom. Like, how would I know what was different? Like, you were the catalyst to this in a great way. I'm not, that's thankful and inspirational. Like, that is such a thank you, because what else would I have done? I probably would have been a little bit lonely. Mm-hmm. Like, I probably would have carved out
volunteer in the school more.
I you know, I never really feel comfortable volunteering in a school, which is so weird. I don't feel that's not my place. Mm. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like, no. I don't feel that's not my home. Mm-hmm. I'd rather work there than be the mom who goes in there. You know, I don't know. What would you be doing?
There are so many options. Like, I mean, I love food. But I tried to do, like, I went to cooking school, and then I started, like, kind of like a catering thing. And then I went and interned as a food stylist. And then I worked at a magazine in the food department.
But you have four kids. What do you think you're doing?
No, I know. But so then I realized none of those jobs were really what I wanted. So, but I still love the food area. And then, I mean, who knows?
Would you be working?
I think so.
Like out of the house, 100%.
I probably always try to find a job that I could do while I was at home, but I don't necessarily know what that would be. I feel like opportunity, I feel like with, you know, just like the group of friends that I'm surrounded by, I feel like an opportunity would come up and they would be like, come work here, do this. And I'd be like, okay.
Got it.
Because, you know, I was antsy. Like, you know, I was like, I got to do something. And it wasn't necessarily, I mean, I guess it was partly money, but it was partly like I just needed to do something else.
Yeah.
So who knows?
And I would have stayed in my bubble. I probably would have stayed right where I was. And I would have felt guilty because about the money and my husband. You know, I would have felt like, oh God, I would have tried to do something, but nothing would have felt comfortable or good or like, I mean, I'm underestimating myself maybe, but like definitely I wasn't actively searching for work. I would just feel guilty for spending money that wasn't mine or perceived as mine. And my husband never made me feel like it wasn't mine. I just hated the feeling of spending someone else's money. Yeah. Even though we were married, it's still his fucking money. At the end of the day, it was still his money. And I hated that feeling.
Yeah.
I could never get over it.
Yeah. So what would we be doing? Who knows? Also, I totally believe that like life is long and that like you can have so many different careers and so many different interests. I feel like I'd probably be the type of person that I would bounce around. Like I probably wouldn't commit to one thing.
And also, fame is not a career, you know, like if we were just famous with no income, I would have zero interest in doing this. This is just a byproduct. Like, being well known is just a byproduct. Like, really, our community is what, you know, gets sponsorships. God, we have a podcast where we kind of deep dive into, like, the actual industry. But, like, just your support and listening gives us, pays us.
Yes.
You guys get everything for free, and that supports us.
Yes.
Which is epic. Oh, yeah. Second question.
God.
This is usually your job, which is...
I know.
Hi, Kat and Nat. I have so many questions for you guys, but I'm going to stick to one as it pertains to my current issue with my teen. How do you guys feel about 15-year-olds going to house parties? It's a big thing here in Miami, Florida, so that's my current struggle.
Oh, my gosh. I love that you have so many questions. Okay, first of all, yeah, we're jealous that you live in Miami, Florida. We're jealous
and that he gets to go to a house party.
To a house party. Okay. Oh, my gosh. So, you know, we're not there yet. Like, we've been locked down for 2 years. I think house parties would probably be starting for Taylor a little bit. Taylor, I mean, my daughter's friends are definitely starting to experiment with things and hanging out together in groups. 15 is what grade?
10.
I mean, I was at all those house parties. I think you just sort of have to have a conversation about, like, I was just thinking about, like, when, because the house parties in Toronto always get busted by the cops. Mm-hmm. Like, the cops would always show up, and people would be, like, have beers in their hands, and they would, like, leave the party, and then they would get a ticket, or they'd get in trouble for having a beer.
So, you know, my house party only got broken up once when it was called by somebody. Like, my brother called the police.
Yeah, I was headed to that party.
Yeah, so my house parties never got broken up before that.
Yeah, but a lot of house parties in Toronto do get broken up. Like, every party I went to got broken up by cops. It was just a matter of time. Oh, I'll tell you this one terrible story. But anyways, I was smart enough to know that when the cops came, get the alcohol out of your hand. So many people thought that they were, like, bigger than that, and they would walk away with their beer. They all got, like, arrested or, like, reported. So I would just say, like, I don't know what's gonna be like when
drop the beer is what, yes, Nat's saying.
There's
drop
a few, the beer there's a few, and run. There's a few rules. Like, you got to be smart about this. If you hear the cops are coming, be the first person out of the house.
Yeah, yeah.
Drop everything illegal you have on you.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, okay. I guess if your question is, like, should I let him go or not, or them go or not? Mm-hmm. I mean, I think that here's the thing about teens, guys. Mm-hmm. They're going to lie and get what they want. You can only hold them back for so long. So you got to make a decision. And, you know, this is where the Common Parent is such an amazing resource. But if you want, like, I would go in and ask everyone in there, what age did your child go to their first mm-hmm. house party? And then I would say, you know, I would rather, this is just my philosophy in life, doesn't have to be everyone's, I would rather my children do that. And I know, then them lie about it and go, and I don't know, because I really do believe you can only... Bless you. Bless you.
Thank you.
I really do believe you can only hold your children... Like, you can say no once, can say no twice, can say no three times, four times, five times. By the 10th time, they're just going to flat out lie to you, and then...
Like, my friend wasn't allowed to go, so she said that she was babysitting.
Yes!
And so, but she went to the party. And then my parents were like, oh, you're babysitting, that's great.
Also, what, find out why you're saying no. Like, what is your no? Why is it your no? And then explain to them why it's a no, or put the rules around the yes. So I think that so many, we just want to say no because it's scary and bad things happen at house parties. But if you know your no and talk to them about your no, I mean, in 3 years, he will be or she will be an adult. 3 years. So if they can't handle themselves at a house party, then I'm not, like, you want to give them baby steps of responsibility in order to learn how to handle themselves as an adult. Just my opinion.
Here are the guns. Okay.
Yes,
it
same
is
guy.
The
same
gun
guy.
Show.
With the tattoo. Same guy.
Okay.
Remember?
Yeah.
They do
a lot of piercings.
So they do all the houses at my house. Got it. Do you want me to get him on my house now?
Yeah.
Do you need that?
I'm really into piercings and stuff, but I mean, he's kind of sexy.
I bet he has his nipples pierced.
Yeah, for sure.
Should I ask?
Is your scrotum pierced?
Nope, nipples.
I was also going to say about house parties is, oh, do I, Do people have house parties and their parents know about it in their home? Or do people still, the parents go away and they have house parties? Does that still go down?
Oh my God. I mean,
it'll never stop.
I can't say it. Okay, my best guess, like I don't know a 15-year-old who's having house parties right now, but my best guess is it is the same shit that we did. Just repeat. Like,
let me tell you, I'm going to tell you guys the really bad story. So,
with LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
As moms, we are often juggling a million and one things. With our kids going in a million different directions and taking care of everyone else can mean that we often forget about ourselves. It's time to reclaim a little me time with some well-deserved self-care. And for us, that doesn't have to mean a lot. It can be picking a favorite product and taking a little extra time to do our daily routine. Dime Beauty offers clean, high-end skincare that is affordable, and it really works. Dime didn't sacrifice performance just to make it clean either. They are 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. You know we don't have the energy to remember the order of a 10-step routine, so we love that the Work system keeps things simple for us and has everything you need in one powerful package with a gentle cleanser, a toner, two incredible serums, and two luxurious moisturizers. Dime has over 2 million happy customers, and their beauty reviews are literally all 5 stars. If you haven't checked out Dime, it's time. Love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com.
There was this guy and his mom was a real estate agent. I've told you this before, Kat. I don't think I've told him the podcast, but his mom was a real estate agent. He knew that there was an empty house. So he was like, everybody, like, how stupid can you be? Okay, so this is his mom.
You can be a 15-year-old. That's how stupid you can be.
So he told everyone to come to this house because he knew it was empty for an open house that weekend. And everybody went and the bad boys came and they spray painted the kitchen.
Yes.
And how does that mother then go to her client? My son threw a party in your... Like, that is... I would love to talk to that mom now. Like,
I know.
And I don't remember the kid being a bad kid. He just was like, I want to be the... And why do you want to be the guy to have the party?
I guess you're
I never
cool.
had a party. I had a party.
I know
you did.
I had a party every weekend.
Why would I clean up after other people? Why would I risk things breaking in my house?
I used to do it every weekend.
I know. There's always the kids that do it.
I remember.
But I was always like, why would I ever do it in my house?
Yeah, no, I can't answer that because I did it in my house.
I know. Well, we were different that way.
I mean, I also had older brothers who were the people who started it. Like, I wasn't the person. Your seat is so erect.
That I hit my knee on the way out.
Oh, my God.
I also was like, I live in a house with a single mom. And, like, I would have been horrified if anything would have happened to her house. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Her rental.
I guess it's different when it's sole responsibility is you, where my brother.
And your brothers were older than you, so they would get in more trouble than you.
My sister, my brothers, me was all, they left four teenagers alone. Mm-hmm. Foolish them.
Hi, Kat and Nat. This is Shauna from Edmonton. And I'm just wondering what we could expect to see if we went to a live show.
Thanks. Oh, gosh, this is a great question.
So here's what's crazy. I had a phone call with Lexi, and I said to her, well, we were just chatting, and then I said to her, you know, I would love for people like our team who's watched the show multiple times, because we've always just been in the show. Mm-hmm. I was like, what would you love to see different? What would you love to see keep? What would you love to see? Like, I was like, if only we could, you know, we should just send out a group email to our team and be like, what was your favorite part? Or like, you know, I
think we could even send it to our OGs.
Yeah. And I'm like, I want a new show. I want something different, but the feelings will always be the same, which is like, you know, we will be building out a new show, but what will always be consistent is I think the feeling of like fun, always fun. Like we will have a DJ. We will always have a DJ. We will always have dancers, and we will always have an element of like,
and put it this way. We understand that women and mothers don't have a lot of chances to go out and have a really good time. So we say to ourselves when we're going to design an evening, what are all the elements of things that you would love to have happen over a course of maybe a few nights out? We're gonna put all those things that you'd love into one night. I'm talking about the feeling of community. Like, that's a huge thing, as people have said. Like, when they're in the room, they just feel this support, and these women, like, just starting talking to each other. Like, it's like, whereas sometimes, you know, people are such strangers to each other. It's like, they all have that common ground that they're there because they've been a part of the community. We celebrate women's stories of supporting each other, which will always like touch your heart. We have strippers because first of all, so many women have never seen a dancer. And when is a time as a mother are you going to go to a strip club? Like, it's not going to happen, so we'll bring it to you.
Also, I really do like, I we are so shy of calling ourselves comedians, but we make you laugh. And I think of the audience, and I remember everybody laughing all the time, because the stories of motherhood are so real. They're funny. Like, you're like, are you laughing or crying? Because it's so true, you know? And I think that when you feel the commonality of like womanhood and just being, you know, you don't even have to be a mom to laugh your face off at kind of the situations, because we try to incorporate everybody, like the generality of like womanhood, you know, like whether it be like the conversation of like
having a partner.
Or like pubes on the back of your legs, or like, you know, just whatever is like happening in real time.
Yeah. And then
like, even husbands have fun.
Yeah. Yes. And
like, laugh.
Another thing that happens is that we dance, and so often we, you know, as adults, we no longer dance. So many people have come to our shows and they're like, I was up on my feet dancing for the first time and I can't remember. And you don't have to dance and you don't have to stand up. But I think a lot of people would say, I won't stand up, I won't dance. And then all of a sudden you feel it and you're like, I'm going to let loose. Like, this is my time.
There's always take dance lessons this summer.
Oh, great.
You know how long I've wanted to do that for?
Yeah, totally. I mean, you could just work on it by trying to nail TikToks as
a
start.
But then that's only like, that's like, boom. Mm-hmm. Like, then they all stand there.
Well, my daughter's dance school. Oh my gosh, I forgot this. First of all, you could take one-on-one classes absolutely from your kitchen.
Okay.
But they got a bunch of dads together and they taught the dads would come and they learned how to hip hop dance and they performed.
I want to do that.
That was so cute. I totally forgot about that.
Okay, so I'm looking to be a hip hop dancer. I want to be a dance. I am going to get some. You know what? My kids are at camp this summer. They're not at the same time, so there will always be one. But I'm thinking maybe I'll take some dance. I still have another kid home. But I mean, she could do it with me. We could do dance lessons together.
I mean, I'm already really like good, so
you don't need that.
Yeah, no. And I've got unique moves.
Yes,
I've got good moves. I've got funny moves.
Okay, so you're good. So,
yeah, no, I'm good to go.
Yeah, I'm gonna take some dance lessons, I think.
Well, imagine we both went out on stage and you started doing a routine, and I was just like, what?
Or like, I had some new moves.
Shit is going on.
And I'm like,
Romeo, play this song. You'd be like, what the fuck are you doing? I'm like, just sit down. I got this for you. Because you're always in high heels. Oh my God, I'm going to wear running shoes. And I'm going to fucking beat. Yeah, you watch. Y'all watch. If you're Edmonton, you know what? I'm going to dance for you. That's what I'm going to do.
And here's the thing. If you do that dance once, I'll memorize it one time.
Oh, she's leveling up. Okay, God. Sorry about that. So I'll
Months of classes? Yes.
She's like this. And I'll fucking smoke you. Okay.
Yeah. No, I won't smoke you. I'll just memorize it.
Okay, got it. So you take the lessons and I'll nail it in one class, idiot. Yeah, got it.
Yeah,
okay.
Cringy.
I want to go to bed. What? Oh, God.
Somebody wants to go to bed?
I did quote her. Babe, it's in there. Babe, it's in there.
If I could fly, I'd pick you up. I'd show you into the
night. Does she not see it in there?
And this is a musical interlude.
Sorry.
And show you.
You know, it's funny.
Love.
People want to come at you. Oh, it got deleted. That's so weird. It was literally on there.
We're just talking about an Instagram post and just giving credit to other people's
quotes. Oh, my God.
Quotes.
It was in there. And I was like, it was, oh, my God, apologize. Tell it. That is so weird. And it didn't. Okay, sorry, guys. And I would never want to do that to someone.
To post without tagging. And Kat did give credit, but somehow it got deleted in the post?
I don't really understand because I feel so bad. Yeah, no, I had done all the hashtags and I did it. Tell her so sorry. Okay, yes. Oh, wait, yes. Sorry, guys. Nat, you're gonna be a wicked dancer. Got it.
Yeah, no, I'm totally gonna. You know the one thing I'm not that good at, though? I will tell you. And I see people that are good at it, and I'm like, I could work on that. It's only one thing. Everything else
is
perfect. You know when people grind down low smoothly and then grind back up? An example is one of our dancers, Ryan, who we converted into a dancer from an elevator technician, which he still is, but he can do two jobs because he's that amazing.
Yeah.
His current girlfriend, she's very good at it.
Okay.
And my legs aren't, like, I know I have strong legs, so I should be able to do it.
Okay.
But, like, when I grind down...
You can't grind
I can't get back up
so
very
well. Do you need to lube...
Lube my joints?
Yeah.
I think it's more that I need to get strength in muscles for grinding, whereas I have muscles for, like, running. But it's a different... It must be a different muscle.
Well, you can practice that.
Okay, I'll practice grinding low. And then... Because, you know, and then they wiggle at the bottom? I'm like, oh, shit,
oh,
man.
My God. I know that they stand back up again.
And
like
then
getting,
they stand back
like
up.
Like,
that's
no
and
big
they
deal.
Smoothly... Like, you know what? When we're done this podcast, I'm gonna show you how bad I am.
Okay.
And I want to see you. I want to see, where we're at.
Okay.
And
okay.
Then I guess I'll practice in the Cape.
Oh, okay. I'll watch you do that.
The July 4th parade, I'll just, you know, I'll practice my grinding.
Okay, perfect.
If you guys are good at that, can you, like, send us a video or something and just show me, like, what is the specific muscle technique that it takes to grind, shorty, go low.
I think it's
low,
flexibility.
I'm pretty flexible.
I think it's, like, the...
Oh, my God, I know what it is.
Strength, I don't
it's
know.
It's ass muscle. That's okay. What it is. It's in the ass.
So you don't have asses.
No,
ass
I don't muscles. Have ass muscles very well.
Girls, could you, like, help me out here?
Like, I have I've got good thighs and calves, but it's the butt. It's my glutes. Shit, it's my glutes.
Natalie.
All right,
Natalie.
That's fine.
Okay,
so
next one.
I'm going to work on that. You can take care of business.
Oh, not her. Oh, my God. Okay, got it. Oh, my God. Here's the drama. The one it was created by, got it.
Was reposted
please.
By another,
yes,
and
please
she's...
update.
Oh, so you did tag, but you tagged who you thought it was, and the OG is coming and saying, it's mine.
Yes.
That makes sense.
Yes.
This is happening a lot. I actually am seeing it, like, on people's Instagram posts. They put something up, and then they credit someone, and I've seen it twice now. It's like, stop stealing my fucking content.
It was there, and I did the wrong one. Okay. God. Yeah, I mean, here's the thing about the fucking
so
internet.
So hard.
Number one, it's really hard. It's reshared. There's no intellectual property on it. Most people are doing it to be, like, not to be, like, mean. I did credit the person. And then
but it was a person who didn't credit the last person.
Yes. So, I mean, at least I did the right thing. And I was like, wait, I did it last night. I'm so confused.
Yeah.
I was like, what?
Yeah.
So that is very helpful. Okay. Next question. Yeah, and guys, if you ever, you know, feel like someone or something has maybe done,
you know, this has happened wronged you twice in the past little bit. Just like check in before you go to like you fucking eat, like you are the worst people ever, because there's been two situations where, you know, we were working with a company and they gave us the actual like images to be using for their promo, like from the actual company.
So we're thinking that these pictures are part of their advertising. They paid for them. And so they can share them.
And then the people who took them were like,
no, that was my photography. Yeah. And I worked hard on that. I was like, oh my gosh, if we had known.
And it was like 3 years ago, but we didn't know. No. So it just don't always assume that
don't assume that people are trying to hurt you. Often it's just a miscommunication. And you know, the basis to every good relationship and human connection is communication.
He is just killing it with my car. Killing it.
Is he married?
I don't know. You know, but I was thinking when you said that, I was thinking some people, because there's a girl, I need to get the girl who organized the Neat Method to clean, did my kitchen to come and do my closet. I know. Like right here. They love this fucking blower. Every man loves the blower. I don't understand why.
So does this house get gardened every day?
I feel like, yes. I was going to say, I feel like he could, some people, like my husband, loves to see the progress from end to beginning and such satisfaction.
Yes.
Like, I would never want to come and organize someone's closet.
No. Oh my God, no.
But Alex, one of my good friends, was like, she's like, when we were gardening, she's like, I wish I could be doing this with you right now. I'm like, I fucking hate this.
No, so, you know what's so funny? Teddy always, you know, points out, he's like, all of your friends are really organized. And I'm like, yeah, most of them except for one are like really organized women, you know, like they do the laundry, they organize, like if you open their cabinets, everything's organized, right? He's like, it's funny that Kat's like you and you're like Kat. I'm like, yeah, just like there's one in every crew.
Yeah, no, I had to thank a mom today again for being like, thank you for getting me through this, because I don't know how to do the thank you video to the teacher at the end of anything. So anyways, next one. Oh, that was live shows.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
How did you meet your husbands?
Okay. Fair.
That is very fair. Ours was a long, windy road of constant bump-ins and here he comes. Hold on. That's my lawn. I don't need.
I didn't pay for that.
Move on.
I didn't pay for that.
Like right outside our car, doing the sidewalk now. You're gonna be back next week. Just leave it. Just do it at the very end of summer. Like just now, he's doing the fucking road. Is this? He is blowing the road.
He's got a fun job, just blows things.
So what? I told you.
What?
they stand outside.
And they blow.
So the people inside think they're doing busy. A lot. So they bill them for like 3 hours, but 2 hours is just blowing, which they could have been done like within 10 minutes.
Yeah.
So they're like, see how busy we are? We do everything. We blow it, blow it, blow it. Anyways, like raking's much harder. You pay for that shit. A blower? Just put a fan there all day.
Yeah, actually, you know what? This is an easy answer. I mean, I don't know how many details you want. We both met our husbands at a bar. And when people tell me you can't meet somebody at a bar, I always say to them, if they're single, and they're like, no, you can't meet anybody quality at a bar. I'm like,
hell yeah.
Do you go to a bar? Yeah. Are you good quality? Yeah. Then how come there's not someone like you there? That's where I met, oh.
Look at Nat with hard facts.
Well, actually, I think I met every guy.
Yeah?
At a bar.
Not me, but yeah.
Where'd you meet guys?
Oh my God. We're like, well.
Work?
Work. I would meet them through friends. Like, you know, okay. I had a very active friend who would bring me here, there, and everywhere, you know?
I think I had, okay, one was, okay, bar. One was, no, I guess one was my friend's cousin.
Yeah, it's a lot of like, you go to a party. But that's like parties. But anyways, going out. Yes,
bars. Go to bars to meet people. That's where you get to know them too, because they're a little wiggly and loose.
Yeah.
And then you can hear some, oh gosh.
You know, I want to just, before we go to the next question, I want, my parents are getting double vax tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
And I said, Mom, they're getting double vax. And I was watching this video on the vaccinations and how people, and we know we're like, I don't understand why people wouldn't. Now, I watched a video where they said, you know, let's stop gaslighting people who don't want to do it because it's still very new. And some people, it doesn't mean they're anti-vaxxers, doesn't mean they're terrible people. They're just unsure of something that was maybe rushed. And she was like, everyone can have their opinion. Let's just like, it's not your, it gave me a new perspective. She like spoke so well on the topic that it made me be like, you know what? That's fair. Like that is a fair conversation to have, where if you're not going to do it, I guess telling people they're idiots not to do it, which we would never do, I guess Chelsea Handler went off the hook on people and was like, you're a fucking idiot for not.
Well, I guess the best situation is that that's the minority, and the majority got vaccinated, because at the end of the day, I just want to get back to life.
Yeah.
And if people didn't. But, yeah, I know.
But you will get back to life even if you don't, because you probably never stopped your life.
Oh, actually, I saw a nurse that said, stop asking me if I'm vaccinated. I'm a nurse, and I'm not. And I'm not going to.
Yeah, no, I'm saying, though, they probably... So, my point is...
Well, her life was bad as a nurse.
They probably... But they probably just go... For them, it's not... If it was that bad, they'd be like, I'm going to go... You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like the people who aren't going to do it won't...
They're not afraid of it.
Mm-mm. And even if the medical system is, like, if she's a nurse, she'd be like, oh my God. But it's clearly for her, it doesn't stop what mm-hmm. she's doing. So it was just an interesting, he's still going on my car.
Oh my God, he's good.
He is
he
a good.
He actually looks like he likes it.
Yeah. I mean, you're outdoors. No one bothers you. No one talks to you.
I'm actually glad I didn't bring my car today, because I feel like he needs it the rest of the day.
Oh. I bet he goes and does another one.
I know, I bet.
Hey, ladies. This is Marissa from Michigan. And I was wondering, what's your favorite thing about being a mom,
mm-hmm.
being a wife,
mm-hmm.
and being a woman?
Okay.
Whoa, that is a three.
Oh, wow.
I want to hear what your least favorite part is.
Oh. Oh my gosh. I thought she was done. And then...
Okay. My favorite thing of being a mom is just sort of like that unconditional love that I give them and they give me back. It's just such a good feeling. It just fills mm-hmm. buckets. Being a wife, my favorite thing about being a wife, I guess that you get dual income.
Wait, I'm going to pee. That was the best answer ever. Wait.
Because if I was single, God. It would be single income.
Oh my God.
It's the number one benefit.
I feel like we should end the podcast right now. That's it. I mean, that takes the cake. That is the line. You know what?
What's the best part, though, about there being two people in a family?
That's the fucking line of the century.
Dual income.
Dual income. Be like, are you fucking...
That makes so much sense to me, though.
God, I'm dead. Right? I didn't even... It's so good.
Because that's the number one thing. That your life is
so
get more money.
Fucking good.
Okay. And my favorite thing about being a woman, oh my God. I would hate to be a man. I love being a woman. I love the ability to seduce men.
Oh, wow.
just because I'm a woman. But, you know, you can just like shoot them the eyes and it's like they get weak.
Yeah, vagina power.
Okay. And least favorite thing about being mom, making packed lunches for school. Least favorite thing about being a wife, the pressure to have sex when he wants it. And the least favorite thing about being a woman is getting your period.
There, I see. Okay. Mm-hmm. Sums it up.
Are you going to participate here?
I think you nailed it. You know, I was thinking today when Chloe was lying on top of me and she was like, she's a very unique child and that she is able to like, she just can be. It's such a weird thing. And she can just sit there with me and like, I don't feel any pressure from her. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't feel like I have to entertain her. Mm-hmm. Like, she's a unique child and where she's just cool to chill. And mm-hmm. I'm like, what are you going to do when I'm podcast? She's like, watch Henry Danger. I'm like, cool. I said to Natalie, I'm like, yeah, she's my friend for the summer. Like, we're just going to chill.
And then she'll be like, I'm going to go downstairs and play. Like, kids.
Zero expectations of me. That's a COVID kid.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. And like, honestly, just like going into a basement and your basement is far away from the main. Like, she's not scared. A lot of kids are scared of basements. Nope. Just goes right down there.
We went to the grocery store on Friday and she was in awe. She hasn't been in a grocery store since COVID started. Has not she been. Probably so TJ things. Hasn't either, right?
No.
So has not been in since March of, but probably before that. Oh my God. And she was like, she's like, there, and I went to the tiny grocery store.
Yeah.
There are so many chips here. And I'm like, oh, wait till we go to the big grocery store.
Take her to Walmart.
And then she like saw the donut aisle. She was like, there was like four donuts. And she was like, oh my. Because kids aren't allowed. You're only allowed like basically one person per household in the family. I'll bring Livy with me just to get her out of the house. But like other than that, she's like this. I'm like, wait till we go to fucking Walmart. You're going to be like, wah. Anyways, the best thing about being.
And by the way, I feel the same way about grocery stores. They're so amazing.
The best thing about being a mom is that thing you can't describe about being a mom that mm-hmm. just like gets you, you know, like just like it's the feeling of being a mom. I think it's the best thing about being the mom. The worst thing about being a mom is, you know, your self-imposed things that you don't do that make you feel like, you know, like you're doing something wrong. Like, you know, I don't know, just like when you trap the guilt or like the thing or like you got, I should be doing this. Or, you know, when you make a home cooked meal, you feel good. You made them a home cook. Like, fuck that shit. You know, like I fed you, but we still feel better when we do certain things for them.
Right.
A wife. Oh God. About the best thing about having a husband. Is that like the best thing about having a husband?
Being a wife.
The best thing about being a wife. Being a wife.
Dual income.
Dual income. I mean, but being a wife. That's about having a husband. The best thing about being a wife would be like, I mean,
no, but being a wife means you have a husband or you have a wife. You have another partner.
True.
Right. Yeah.
I would say the best thing about, I guess, having a family with somebody, like, you know, when you can be like, look how cute, when you can both share the moments of your children, you're both equally excited and proud for your children. Like only you can be when they do something, or you can share a moment and be like, I couldn't imagine what it's like. And I would love to hear from single people who are divorced with the parent. And do you call them when they've done something and you're like, oh my God, they learned to swim.
I guess it all depends on the relationship.
Like, I think of that, and someone's so excited for you, or you just get excited by yourself.
Well, I think some people in that situation would be like, they learned how to swim, and I wasn't there. I'm pissed. Thanks a lot for calling.
Right. Okay. Yeah, no, I was just curious. I do
What's
love...
What's your favorite thing about being a woman?
My favorite thing about being a woman is, in this time, at this moment, I feel like women are changing the way things are done. I love that we can, you know, I just feel like we're one of... I feel like we're finally being recognized as like powerhouses and kind of doing everything, not like Nat and I, but everybody is just kind of like, women I feel like are being celebrated like never before. And it's so cool to watch that you can do anything. Like, I feel like as a woman, it's like, I can do this, I can do that. Where I feel like men are so caught up in their own stereotypes that they'll never have the liberation that women have, because mm-hmm. we've been so like, not locked down, but we've been so, squashed suppressed. For so long that I feel like now it's like I feel so powerful in my relationship. I feel so powerful in like the world where mm-hmm. it's just kind of like, you know what?
You know what else I was thinking? So if you guys are listening to this, there is, I could go on for this for a long time and this will, okay. There is a young 21-year-old boy on TikTok.
Yes.
Okay. He has become a phenomenon that moms love him. And they're duetting with him. If you don't know what that means, but like you do a split screen with his face and your face. And these moms, I've never met so many hilarious moms, by the way. They are so funny. They're basically like, because he flirts with the camera.
Yeah.
And all these women are being like, stop looking at me like that. Like, oh my gosh, where did you come from? Like, right. Oh, take me to jail. Like, all this stuff. He's 21. So now it's hilarious because these husbands are coming on and duetting. Yep. And it's just, so somebody was saying, this one woman, she posts him a few times and she has an 18-year-old son. And the person had said, like, what if the scripts were reversed? And she's like, honey, we're flipping it right now. It's always been the other way. And now finally, because men are always gawking over 21-year-old girls. And that's why it's so much harder to be an older woman, because you can never be 21 again, right?
And
yeah.
If you're to actually look at power structures, mm-hmm. that 21-year-old male mm-hmm. is still more powerful than any woman in the scale of society. Mm-hmm. So when people are like, you can't do that, it's not the same, because the power imbalance is different than simply because
he's a man.
Simply because he's a white man. Literally, he's at the top of the power structure of the thing. So we can all say, oh, it's the same. It is definitely not the same, because men have way more power in general. If you're to do like a scale of who mm-hmm. has power based on where, when they walk out the door, everyone walks out the door. This man still has more access than any other woman would ever have.
It's actually more, not only are we flipping the script, it's more appropriate for a woman to be into a younger man than, because, you know, those powerful older men come in and they just overpower these young girls.
Yep.
Anyways, it's just so funny, because when she said that, she's like, honey, we're flipping the script right now. It's already been the other way for way too long.
Right.
So anyways, guys, it's a really funny phenomenon that's happening, and he's going viral, and he's a construction landscaper, and he's just this cute guy who is making moms crazy.
I'm also so excited for our girls, and I feel like my son is also so aware, like, you know, he is able to like celebrate women. Like, he celebrates women without even, because it's not fair that men aren't, you know what I mean? Like, I feel mm-hmm. like there, people are understanding that we need to like support and the way we're treating women with other women.
And yeah, our young girls having such a stronger voice, not only because they do, but because they've had mothers that they've watched, but also because we have trained them now to let all girls know, you have a voice.
Yeah.
You can be in control.
And there's space for them. There's actually space for their voices where there was never space before. Okay.
Guys, this is so fun. Keep sending the questions, please. We love doing one Q&A a week, because not only do we answer your questions, but you make us think, and you make us think about topics that we either haven't come across. Like, I really love that last question. I really love it.
Me too.
I love them all. But I mean, you guys really get us, you take our minds to a place that detours from what we would normally think. So thank you. Make sure you subscribe to this podcast if this is the first time you're listening. Make sure that you give us 5 stars, because everyone's a good rating. Keep going. And we will see you
on the flip side.